Batchy boys, batchy boys, what they gonna do? What they gonna do? They'll talk about the bachelor for you.
What they gonna do?
Well, what they
batchy
gonna
boys
do?
Doing bachelor things.
Welcome to season two of Batchy Boys, episode two. We are your hosts, Jimmy and Aith.
Welcome to episode two. Episode one, we just introduced Sophie Monk. We did our predictions for the first nine guys. There are 18 guys in total. So here in episode two, you'll get the remaining nine guys, our predictions for the season for said guys. As a reminder, yes, Sophie Monk is the Bachelorette this season.
Mm-hmm, if you didn't already know that one.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. I've got high hopes for this season, just really quickly.
I reckon it's going to be good for entertainment value.
Yeah, I think
she's got some character.
She's got a lot of character, and she's a professional. I mean, we spoke her in episode one. She's TV, film, radio.
Which is going to be good because traditionally a lot of the bachelorettes and bachelors are quite awkward on TV because they've never done it before. Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
And she is. Like, she's an entertainer. I've got really high hopes for this season. I think it'll be really funny.
Mm-hmm.
If you are joining us for the first time, Batchy Boys, I mean, girls, you can listen, get up to date with what's happened on the show. Guys, you can find out where to put your money. You can gamble, because how good's gambling?
Yeah.
But you have to do it
responsibly.
Thanks to our good friends at Sportsbet. They've provided some odds for every gentleman winning the competition. Now, Soph Monk came out with five things.
Hi, I'm Sophie Monk.
That she's looking for in a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick, she wants him to be straight.
That's a good thing.
No six packs. Got to have personality.
Yep.
Doesn't like budgie smugglers and can't be prettier than her. Reminder, 7:30 Wednesdays and Thursdays on Channel 10.
Just quickly, the no six packs thing. Does that mean like a four pack's okay?
I've never
and
seen.
Like a big V?
Yeah.
I think a V is more impressive than a six pack.
Yeah, but I feel like a V is sometimes more genetics. You know what I mean? Some guys can be quite chubby but still have the V. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's like you're cheating. Yeah, it's like, mate, you have 10 beers a day. How do you have a V?
Yeah, that's quite confusing. I think she said six packs, but I think she doesn't want like a ripped. Because she also says something about protein and shaking.
Yeah, she doesn't want a gym-obsessed guy.
Yeah, she wants a chunky but funky.
Yeah.
All right, let's launch into the remaining nine guys and our predictions, Nath. First cam off the rank is Jamie. Jamie is 38 years old. He is an engineer from Western Australia. The time is right. The stage has been set, and traditional English gentleman Jamie is ready to find the right woman to love. When asked, how do you plan on winning Sophie's heart? Jamie said, attention just comes to me. I don't go looking for much, to be fair. I get a lot of attention from the females.
Okay.
His odds, thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
$31.
Good to see Sideshow Bob. Part of the show, isn't it?
I'm glad you said it because I was just about to say it.
Kind of looks like a weird mix between Sideshow Bob and remember Tim Dormer?
The Big Brother guy.
He was the
Big
Brother winner. I thought it was him for a second.
I think if you had to pick, I think very Sideshow Bobish. Like even his face, and he looks very tall and lean.
Yeah,
and Sideshow Bob is quite skinny.
Kind of like dorky.
I'm not a fan. And he's a traditional English gentleman. So we've got an English lad.
Yeah, so he's a pom, is he?
Yeah, he's a pom.
Okay, he's a foreigner.
He's a foreigner.
There's a lot of foreigners in this season.
That's good. I think we need a mix. Yeah. I'd like some more, you know, multicultural. I'd like some more Asians and black guys.
Get them all in there. Why not?
Get them up.
Women?
Yeah, why not?
Animals. Let's go crazy.
I think Sophie Monk's dated. Actually, no, sorry. She wanted a straight guy. That was one of her things.
Oh, but she didn't say straight girl.
No, she said straight guy.
Yeah.
So I'm saying we can't put a girl in.
Oh, okay. I'm saying, yeah, I've got you.
That's one of her flags.
That's a full stop. Yep.
So let's go predictions for Jamie, Nath. What are you thinking?
I've said out week six.
Out week six.
Yeah.
So you think he's gonna be around for a while?
I think he'll hang around just for a little bit, but then I think he'll go. I reckon he'll kinda hang in the background, but
you said out week six. Mm. That brings me to my prediction. I've said the annoying guy.
Oh, he's certainly going to be annoying.
Because we covered on episode one, I've covered the two villains, the dick and the bigger dick.
Mm.
Check out episode one if you want to know what guys that is. But I think Jamie's the annoying guy. Like, he's not a dick. He's not a villain. He's just annoying. It's like, Jamie, shut up, mate.
Yeah,
that's what you're going to be. You're going to find yourself looking at the TV and go, Jamie, shut up. Because when he asked about winning Sophie's heart, he said, attention comes to me. Mm. I mean, look at you, mate. No one's coming up to you. No one's going up going, you know what? I want to date Sideshow Bob.
Well, they're coming up to you and saying, hey, stop what you're doing. Change something up because you look like an idiot. I think he's also got too much going on in that suit. So I think he's going to be a bit of a tryhard.
He looks like a waiter.
Yeah, he does.
You'll see 7:30.
He's
going to
bring the drinks around.
Yeah. Maybe he's the waiter. Maybe he snuck into the comp.
There he is.
He's 38 though. So again, he is a year older than Sophie Monk. Could keep him there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just the age thing. Next up is Jared. Jared is 31 years old. He's a vineyard manager. He's from Victoria. Compassionate and thoughtful, vineyard manager Jared is in a good place, ready to settle down and start the next chapter of his life. His family are his backbone, and he longs to have a beautiful family of his own. Ex-army officer Jared is looking for a woman who is comfortable in her own skin and knows her own mind with beautiful eyes. When asked, why did you apply for the Bachelorette Australia? He said, to find love and a long life partner in crime. Now, Nath, I got these odds from Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
Last night, okay? Now, so we're recording this on a Tuesday morning.
Yep.
And last night he was paying $7.50.
Mm-hmm.
I've just had a look right now live. He's firmed into $5.50.
Oh, okay. Big jump. Yeah. Someone's got some inside word.
So what are we thinking about, Jared?
I think it's quite good that he's a vineyard manager. That's a nice one. Maybe a bit of a contra deal in there as well, because there's a lot of wine involved in the Bachelorette.
Maybe you could get a bottle of his on the show.
Oh, that would be nice. Special, like family visit, home yeah. visit.
Come to the vineyard.
Come to the vineyard.
So I've got a feeling Jared's a favourite. I mean, the odds say that, thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly. I've got him in my top five, coming in fourth, actually.
Yep, so moving to predictions, yeah. I've got him top five as well.
Yeah. The only thing was, he says he's an ex-army officer.
Yep.
I'm worried he's going to be a bit too regimented for Soph. I think he's going to want to be called skipper or captain at some point. He might be a bit too strict on the kids if they end up having some.
Oh, no, I'm going the other way. We've only got a photo in that little bit I've read out, his bio. I think he's moved on from that part of his life. I mean, you've got to be a bit relaxed to be a vineyard manager. Like, or you're literally watching grapes grow.
Yeah, but you've got to be pretty stringent. Like, I've been to a few vineyards and they're like, hey, get in line, you bloody grapes. They've got it. Like, literally, they have them in lines, in rows.
I don't know. Because, again, he's been one of the ads on TV.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. So she, when he meets her, he brings a tub of grapes and they take their shoes off and smash the grapes.
Oh, is that him? I have seen that. Oh, okay.
So I think he's got a bit of a quirky, fun side to him.
Mm.
I mean, thanks to Sportsbet, the odds, gamble responsibly, $7 to $5.50. I think it's worth putting some money on him. I think chucking $50 on Jared.
You reckon? To win it.
Yeah, I see something about Jack, because again, he looks tall, bit of a ginger. He's a bit of a redhead, you'd say, strawberry blonde.
I was wondering what ginger was. Ginger. Yeah.
What do you think? What, how would you describe his hair?
Yeah, no, I think it is strawberry blonde, unless it's the lighting. I kind of like it.
31 years old. He doesn't look like the type to have a six pack. I mean, maybe he did in the army, but now he's let himself go a little bit.
Yeah, he's ex-army. Yep.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking put some money on this guy, guys.
Yeah, you reckon? Okay. Yeah, I'm confident that he'll get to top five, but I just think he won't get over the line.
What do you think does it for him?
I just don't think he's that. I know she said she's not looking for someone who's overly good looking, but I just...
You don't think he's good looking?
No.
That's rude, mate.
Sorry. Rude. I won't go to his winery.
You're rude pig.
I won't buy his wine. I like beer anyway.
Next up is Jefferson. Jefferson is 30 years old. He's an events manager from New South Wales. The charming Venezuelan Jefferson relishes travelling, sport, and anything to do with chocolate. A foodie, he was raised in Florence, Italy, and believes family is built in the kitchen. When asked, what is the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome? He said, moving away from my family to learn English. His current odds, thanks to Sportsbet,
gamble responsibly.
Now, he was $8.50 last night, but again, I've got the odds up here. He's drifted out to $15.
Okay.
Now, I've got a theory about it. Now, he said, what was the biggest obstacle you had to overcome? He said, moving away from my family to learn English. Do we know that he knows how to speak English yet?
Are we going to see the first Bachelorette with subtitles?
How good would that be?
Is that what's happening?
Like, he's just like, ¿por qué nos los dos libros no le abros?
That's Spanish.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I don't know what he speaks.
He's actually Venezuelan.
But he's raised in Italy.
He's a bitzer.
He's a bit
bits of this, bits of that.
I would love that if he just had real like language barriers.
I honestly think he does.
So if he's like, you've won a rose.
And he goes, I think Soph's going to have a bit of problems understanding old Jefferson. I just think the accents, they don't go far.
No. I mean, he's 30. He's an all right looking rooster.
The Italian stallion, possibly.
The Venezuelan villain. No, that's not.
Venezuelan
horse.
Horse?
Yeah, they got a lot of horses in Venezuela.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go to the Venezuelan horse.
The Italian, well, stallion's also a horse.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of horses in Italy, though. What do they say, the Italian stallion?
I don't know. Oh, no, you know why?
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah,
I do.
Okay, you know why. You know why, okay?
We were talking about the big sticks earlier.
Yeah, well,
check out episode one. Predictions, Nath. I've got Jeff Olsen coming in my top 10.
Yeah, I've got him at top 7. I think a good thing is that he's an events manager, so I think he'll come up with some good date ideas.
Definitely, yeah. And I think he could be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I think...
She won't understand what he's saying, no. But hey.
He's a guy.
Hey, this guy's nice. You can say whatever.
The Venezuelan horse.
He'd be like, I hate you, bitch. And he's actually, she's like, oh my God, it's so beautiful.
I love what you say. Next up is Jordan. He is 25 years old. He's a bar manager from Queensland. He's an opinionated perfectionist. Jordan feels his personality is an acquired taste.
Okay.
When asked, what do you think you have to offer a potential partner? Jordan said, I am sporadic, fun person who is definitely wild at heart and loves
You're
to...
You're doing an accent. Why are you doing an accent? I stopped.
Oh, I'm a sporadic, fun person who is definitely wild at heart and loves to go on adventures. We don't know how he talks. He is currently $41, thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
Now, why I was saying Jordan is it's not J-O-R-D-A-N, is how you'd spell Jordan. It's J-O-U-R-D-A-N. So, Jordan.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Jordan is my least favorite person in this whole thing.
Now, I did start doing an Asian accent. Yeah. I'm sorry.
By accident.
He is Asian. He is of Asian descent. Again, that was my fault.
No, it was the writing.
Yeah.
It missed out a few letters.
It said, I am sporadic, fun person.
Yeah, you're just reading. That's what you're doing. You're reading.
I was reading what was written. It was very poorly wrote.
Your second language too.
I am from Venezuela. Look, I hate him.
I really dislike him.
Yeah, I want to punch Jordan in the face.
There's the spelling of the name. He's wearing a cardigan. He looks to me like a wimp.
What about no one? This is a hot tip out there. Any guys who are looking to date a woman or go on a dating show, never describe yourself as having your personality as a required taste.
Yeah, no,
an acquainted taste, acquired taste,
acquired.
That's just saying you're a flog.
No,
look, it is. It's like, hey, I'm a flog. You might as well just said it.
I think he's a wimp. I think he's certainly not going to be one of the lads. I think all Apollo and James and stuff are going to gang up on him.
James
will take him around the back. Yeah. Hey, Jordan, don't worry about it.
Jordan, you should leave. You should just go. No one likes you, mate.
You should leave.
It's just not going to end well for you. Predictions, I've said first gone.
I've said first three out. And I've also said I reckon he'll start the first verbal fight. Well, because he's certainly not a physical fighter, is he? You just did a karate chop.
I had my fingers crossed. I was doing this because I've got my fingers crossed. He is first gone.
Okay, right.
That's not just my prediction. It's what I'd like to see.
Okay.
He's not doing a karate chop. Move on before I get in more trouble. If you're gambling, don't put your money on Jordan.
No, don't.
Next up is the favourite, Lukey. Luke is 33 years old. He's a business culture consultant from New South Wales. He is outdoorsy and spiritual. Luke is determined to make a positive impact on others and the world. Luke appreciates women who do not take themselves too seriously, support him to be the best version of himself, and are ready to share their life with someone special. What are some of your hobbies? Luke was asked. He said surfing, playing music, meditation, yoga, reading and writing. Now, his odds, thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly.
As I mentioned, he is the favourite. He is paying $2.50.
Yeah, huge favourite. Wow.
Now, Nath, earlier, was it this podcast or the last podcast? I think it was last, episode one. We were talking about James, his second favourite, who also mentioned himself as spiritual. You said that was a red flag.
Mm.
Lukey's gone even heavier on the spiritual. He said he does meditation and yoga. What are your thoughts?
Well, maybe Soph's into that. If they've got such low odds, maybe the new age man is one who meditates, one who kind of is a bit spiritual.
Now, the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, Sophie Monk or
Matty J,
they give a list of things they are looking for in a partner.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking now, with the two favourites mentioning spiritual, maybe that's something Soph wants.
Maybe it's part of the criteria.
So we've got to now take that in consideration, because earlier I wasn't thinking about that.
Well, earlier I was like, no, I'm thinking who I'd want to date.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to date a bloke who's doing all this meditation.
No, I don't want to get up and my partner's doing yoga in the morning.
Sleep in, babe. What are you doing?
I want a guy I can kiss on the mouth and, hey, put the footy on.
Hey, here I come. Bit of a bum tap.
Do you want a beer? Of course you do.
Yes, I do. You want to go out for the night? Yeah, sure. I won't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Do what you want.
Who cares?
Bring three guys home.
Can I watch the footy? Oh, you want to watch it too? would be good. But no, we've both got girlfriends, Nath, and we love them.
Yeah.
Lukey, what are you thinking?
Silver foxes are a thing right now, aren't they? Because yeah, he's got some a bit of silver sides.
And 33, I mean, Sophie Monk's 37. His age is there or thereabouts.
Kind of got this bit of, yeah, bit of George Clooney going on. He looks like suave, doesn't he?
Looks like an ugly George Clooney.
He does look like an ugly George
Clooney. He's got a big head.
Great jaw.
Yeah.
He's got a big, heavy jaw. No, I really like him. I think he's a creative. Is facial hair a prerequisite?
No.
Because I feel like everyone's got facial hair.
Again, maybe she's asked for guys that have a beard.
Yoga and facial hair, yeah.
What about the odds, Nath? $2.50. Now, let's go back to last season of the Batchy Boys.
Laura was the
winner, and she was the favourite.
Yeah.
You picked her to win, and...
She did.
She did, and she was never bigger than $2. She just kept firming up, getting shorter and shorter. Should people be putting their money in Luke, Nath? What should the people be doing?
I think Sportsbet are pretty accurate when it comes to their Bachelorette and Bachelor odds. So I'm going to say he's my favourite to win. I know he's the favourite, I think you trust the odds.
So predictions, you're going the winner.
I'm going to say he's the winner.
All right.
I'm going to say Lukey for the win. Luke and Sophie.
Now, let's look at these odds and the winner. Now, last season, Laura was the favourite and she won, right? Mm. And I said I don't think she won because a lot of the time in sports, horse racing, whatever it is, the favourite doesn't always win.
Unless it's Winx.
And what a great animal she is.
Get around that, yeah.
Did you see the 60 Minutes thing on Winx the other night?
No, what happened?
It was the owners who own Winx. There was an interview with them. And we found out why she's called Winx.
Why is she called Winx?
So the horse she came from, her mum was called Vegas Showgirl.
Yep.
And so the guy said, I call the Winx because in Vegas, what's in Vegas? Women dancers. And, you know, when you go see one of those topless dancers, yeah, the good titties and good ass, they wink at you, you winks at them.
Okay.
Yeah, very weird.
All right.
I was a bit creeped out.
Okay, he's obviously not the trainer of the horse, is he? he's put some money on it.
He looked like he was on his deathbed, old mate, if you saw that. Anyway, back to Lukey. I think $2.50, I don't want to put my money there. I'm thinking the favourite can't win twice. So my prediction, he doesn't win.
Do you reckon what, second?
Doesn't matter where he comes. I just don't think Lukey can win.
You don't reckon he's not going to be the winner?
If we're looking at races, the first race was The Bachelor and Matty J. Favourite won. Race two, I don't think the favourite can win again.
You don't reckon he can do the double?
No, I think we should just keep our money to ourselves at the moment. $2.50 isn't that great. There's better odds out there.
So I'm saying put a low amount of money on him. I'm pretty confident that he is going to win, but I reckon just...
Put your money where your mouth is,
Throw a 20 on him.
Are you going to throw a 20
on him? Of course not.
Why not?
Because I tell other people to do it. Do as I say, not as I do. I go to the casino. I'm good at
blackjack. You're the worst type of bloke. You're the bloke who gets part of all the gambling chats and goes to the casino. Then goes, nah, I'm not going
to gamble. I'll gamble at the casino. But I don't like gambling on TV shows.
This is what this whole podcast is about.
Oh, talk about it. I love talking about it. That's fun.
I gambled on Allure and I didn't even
pick
her. Yeah, you
did. And you cleaned up.
I did.
Yeah.
I love to gamble. I'm the gambler. Nathan.
Kenny Rogers. Your old Kenny.
How does that song go?
You got to know when to roll them. Hold them.
Know when to bet on Luke. Know when to bet on someone else. Know when.
Move on.
Next up is McCain. McCain is 35.
McCain.
Shut up. First up is McCain. He's 35 years old. He's a small business owner from Western Australia. McCain believes successful relationships are about compatibility of auras, chemistry, and pheromones. He prides himself on communication skills and loves chatting to new people. Why did you apply for The Bachelor? McCain was asked, and he said, I'm healthy in mind and body and looking for a potential partner to spend my life with. His current odds, thanks to Sportsbet, is $23. Gamble responsibly. What are we thinking about McCain, Nath? You can make your joke now.
Which one?
Oh, McCain.
Oh, good joke.
You've done it again.
The pheromones thing freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, and
does that mean he's going to be smelling her and stuff?
Yeah, and the compatibility of auras.
Yeah, that's odd.
Like one thing to be a yoga guy, and then one guy to be like auras and pheromones, and his thing about I'm in healthy mind and body.
Yeah, this is weird. And you know what? He's got those crazy eyes.
I think he's
a bit crazy because I'm looking at him and it's one of those pictures where it doesn't matter where you put the bit of paper, he's always staring at you.
It's like a Mona Lisa.
It is like a Mona Lisa. And he kind of looks a bit like Frodo from Lord of the Rings.
He's got huge ears.
He's got
huge ears. He's
got massive ears.
Massive ears.
He's got
Let's
big
go
ears.
To predictions, Nath. What are your predictions for McCain?
I've said out week five.
Out week five.
Yeah.
Now, I've gone out there. for this, for my predictions with McCain.
Oh, what have you said? Now, top three.
You'll see McCain, 7:30 Channel 10 for the first time. You'll see this photo we're talking about. You'll see this bloke. Now, this is what I've written for McCain, my predictions. Two things. Most likely to win a staring competition.
Okay, yep.
Or most likely to win a meerkat lookalike competition.
Yeah, good, good. Well, can I also add one?
Yeah.
I think he's most likely to get the ring.
We've got to call our friends up at Sportsbet, get the odds for that. McCain, I think you'll be out quite quickly.
Sorry, mate.
But, you know, there's a lot of competitions you can win.
But he could bring in some, I don't know, some chips or something.
Next up is Pete. Pete is 32 years old. He's a fashion designer from New South Wales. Creative and, athletic?
Athletic, yeah.
Athletic. Yeah. Didn't know you spelled athletic like that.
No, he's foreign to it.
A-T-H-L-E-T-I-C. Yeah. Pete says he can be summed up in one word, chill.
Okay.
A businessman with his own fashion label, Pete is looking for a partner who is relaxed and easygoing with a good sense of humour. When asked to describe his ideal partner, he said, someone who is chill, relaxed, down to earth, has a great sense of humour, doesn't have an ego, and doesn't want an argument every day. Okay. His current odds, thanks to Sportsbet, gamble responsibly. $9. Actually, I'm looking at it live. No, this was last night. So we're recording this Tuesday morning. Monday night, I looked at it. $9. Tuesday morning, I'm looking at it. $23.
Wow, he's blown out.
Whoa.
Wow.
Not surprised, though.
Yep, not surprised in the slightest. I think I'm just going to throw this out there straight away. Friend zoned. I think he's going to be friend zoned.
Is that your prediction or?
No, I think he looks like a guy who's going to, I reckon he'll get far in the competition, but as a mate.
As a mate, yeah. Yeah. I'm actually leaning the same way.
Yeah.
If we can go to predictions quickly, I've gone top 10.
Mm.
But again, I'm thinking, like as a friend, like it gets to the point she goes, you know what?
Got another idea about Pete. I'm just going to lay this on you. Fashion designer, kind of just looking at him and stuff. I'm thinking maybe a gay twist.
Oh, so yes, so the five things Sophie's looking for.
Yeah.
Straight, no six packs, personality, no budgie smugglers, not prettier than me.
I reckon Pete's been with a guy. That's what I'm going to say.
And look, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course there isn't.
But Sophie wants someone who's straight.
It's just a criteria.
It's a criteria. The thing that really frustrates me about Petey is he is a fashion designer.
Mm.
And I'd say he probably has the worst suit of the lot.
It's a weird, like, optical illusion looking suit. It feels like it belongs to Apollo, the magician.
Yeah, it's very dark. It looks like it's studded. Like, if you rubbed it, it'd feel bumpy. See, like, the sides.
Get a cream for that.
Now, I don't know if you get to wear your own suit or if Channel 10 dresses you.
Yeah.
And Channel 10 are having some financial difficulties.
They're the ones Matty J didn't wear.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
That's why it doesn't fit a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them are quite tight.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So, Nath, I've got him top 10. What do you got him?
I've said middle of the pack. I haven't been specific, but I'm thinking 9.
So, do you want to say 9 or you want to say middle of the pack?
Because I've already said 9. Go middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack. Whatever that means. I'll let you judge.
Oh, we'll decide that as the season goes on.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's it for Pete.
Okay.
Next up is Ryan. Ryan is 26 years old. He is a construction foreman from New South Wales. Spontaneous and charming, ex-rugby player Ryan loves living life to the fullest. The New Zealand-born tradie is always the last to leave the party and describes himself as picky. Yeah. When asked what would cause you to clash with other men in the house, he said, my need to be in charge. His current odds, thanks to Sportsbet, $21.
Gamble responsibly.
Actually, looking now live, he's firmed into 15.
Okay. Odds dropped a little bit. Yeah. Okay. I've said he's going to turn into a bit of a semi-villain. Not a full-fledged villain like the other guy we spoke about, but I think he's going to be like a bit of a minion. Bit of a minion in the house. So he's going to stir a little bit of stuff, but he's not going to be the full-blown villain.
Well, I've got Bingham as the dick and Blakey as the bigger dick.
Yeah.
So villain one, villain two.
I think Ryan's going to be a hanger-onner.
I don't think there's enough room for another villain.
No.
So I think...
Semi-dick.
Semi-dick. He's quite young too, 26. So he has 11 years on SOF. He's from New Zealand. New Zealand-born tree.
Yeah.
He's a rugby player, Nathan. He doesn't look like a rugby player.
No, ex-rugby player.
Which position do you think he plays?
I reckon he'd be.
Fly half?
Yeah, fly half. He'd be. Yeah, 100%.
He doesn't look tall either. He doesn't look tall.
10. I reckon he's quick.
Couldn't be a winger.
I reckon he's got speed.
Speed.
Yeah.
Through the middle of the ruck.
Yeah,
the breakdown.
Good footwork. Great footwork. The only thing about Ryan is he was a rugby player in New Zealand, and you're telling me he doesn't have a girlfriend?
Well, we don't know how long he spent. It said New Zealand born, and it says he's from New South Wales. Because I was going to argue, you're a former semi-professional rugby player from New South Wales.
Have we ever played Ryan, is what you're asking?
Yeah, come across in your circles.
Don't remember Ryan.
Big call to say former rugby player. I mean, I thought you know a lot of Waratahs boys. You don't know.
No, I don't know. What does former rugby player mean?
Because you played club rugby, which is under the Waratahs.
Yeah, grassroots.
Yeah. Look, I mean, you can play rugby under 10s.
Yeah.
Does that make you a rugby player?
Yeah, exactly. What's a former rugby player?
I need to get some more information.
I did high jump run once. Does that mean I'm a
high jumper?
Ex-track and field guy?
I did home economics at high school.
Oh, you're a chef?
No, I'm a fashion designer.
Oh, you're a fashion...
predictions, Nate. What do you think for Ryan?
I've said top 10.
Top 10?
Top 10,
huge!
Yeah. I think you'll be there for entertainment value.
My prediction, again, is a little out there for this one. But as a former rugby player who was born in New Zealand, living in the house... Sorry, mate, blow your nose, you're right.
Mate. Sorry, I'm just getting a bit emotional. He's a former rugby player. You know I feel a connection.
My prediction, bit out there. As a former rugby player, born in New Zealand, living in a house of guys, predominantly from Australia, I think he's most likely to mention the All Blacks.
Oh, you reckon he's going to mention the All Blacks? You reckon he'll bring up the old rugby chat?
Yeah, be like, oh, how good are the All Blacks?
Yeah, do you reckon he'll try and get... I reckon he might get Soph into some sport chat as well. Oh, did you watch the game? Yeah. Osha, can we get Foxtel?
Well, this is the other... Just quickly before we move on. So there's my prediction. He mentions the All Blacks. He said, what would cause you to clash with other guys? I need to be in charge. Now, none of the guys in the house are really in charge because Sophie picks you. The only guy in the house that is in charge would be Osha.
The Osh dog.
Because Osha comes in and says, you're going on a date, you're going on a group date.
You didn't get a rose.
You didn't get a rose. So what do you think the odds are? We maybe could ring up Sportsbet, camera responsibly. What do you think the odds of Ryan and Osh having a fight?
Oh, a clash. Not a physical fight.
No, just a...
Like a clash.
A verbal, a war of words.
But would they put that on camera?
Well, I'm just asking you, do you think we'll see it this season or not?
I think it could happen, yeah.
I'm just going to make a note.
Just put it down there as like a side note.
Yeah, because I think...
An annotation.
Well, he said, need to be in charge. Only guy that's in charge in the house...
The Osh dog.
Is the Osh dog. And don't mess with the Osh dog.
Don't. Oh, do not mess with the
Osh
dog.
You will not get a rose.
Mate, he'll smash you.
This is the last guy. So this is the remaining guy of the nine. Remember, there are 18 guys in total. Go to episode 1 to see the first 9. Second 9 is here in episode 2. Nate, this is Sam. Sam is 31 years old. He is a voiceover artist from New South Wales. Passionate and caring, Sam loves to make people smile and kill them with laughter. When asked, what are some of your hobbies? He said, I love the movies, the Chicago Bulls. I play piano and record. I also have a deep love of music, so listening to Michael Jackson, and that's an event in itself. His current odds, thanks to Sportsbet, gamble responsibly, $18, Sammy. And yes, just looking live odds, he's still at 18.
Now, you said Ryan was going to have a clash with Osha.
Yes.
I'm going to lock in Sam's going to have a clash with Osha because Osha, which we know is last season, has started to do some voiceover stuff.
Yeah, he does
for The Bachelor.
Here we found that Sam...
Yeah. Sam's a voiceover artist.
Oh, I don't see that. Because look at Sam. Sam doesn't look like the type of guy to pick a fight. Yeah. Sam looks like the type of guy I'm going to pick a fight with.
Yeah, but the producers might tap him on the shoulder and go, hey, can you just do some voiceover stuff for us? And then Osha will be like, whoa, what the hell? And then he'll just be whispering Soph's ear during the rose ceremony. Like, not Sam.
Nah, I'm sorry, Sammy. I'm not a fan of you.
I'm not a fan either.
Now, I was originally, let's go to predictions. I was originally gone early, like super early, like maybe the first 3 or 2 out.
Yep.
But then I looked at him, and every season we have the sneaky guy.
Yeah.
And someone who just sneaks through.
Just keeps going.
And like.
How'd you get there?
Yeah. Like, doesn't have any solo dates, doesn't have any time. And then, you know, you're 6 weeks in and you're like, how are you still here?
Elise did that in the last one.
Yes. Mm. Well, no, she then became a favorite. I'm talking more like Simone. She got to like the final 7, I think.
Yeah,
she never had a solid date
ever.
So I'm going Sam. I was gonna say gone early, but I'm saying you're the sneaky guy. You're the guy that never really does anything.
Yeah,
you're just there or thereabouts. And then one day, Soph goes, "What are you doing here?
Still here? Are you?
Get out!"
I've actually said top 6. Yeah. So
any
I think
reason why?
I just think he kind of looks like a stunt double for Thor. And Soph's been in that movie scene a little bit.
An ugly.
Yeah, oh, stunt double, so you don't see his face. You just see the hair flopping around in the wind.
Another ginger.
He can afford to be pushed off a building.
He's a ginger, though.
Is he?
He's a redhead.
No, that's blonde.
That is strawberry blonde at best.
Yeah, it's blonde.
I'm going to write down, find out if
red. Let's find out what that is, what colour is.
Out colour.
Because I think it's blonde.
Oh, mate, that is strawberry blonde at best.
He's also got a lot of buttons done up on that suit, doesn't he? Kind of some of them, he looks like a waiter.
Yeah, well, again, he could sneak through being the waiter. Maybe him that's or Sideshow why. Bob. All right, well, that's it, Nath, for all the 18 guys.
Oh, is that it? We're done.
Yeah, we're done. Anything else that's jumping out to you at the moment? Red flags? Guys to look out for?
No, not particularly. I just think it's going to be interesting because a bunch of lads in the house, there's a lot of testosterone going around. Do they allow physical fights to happen? Because I know the girls were quite catty.
Yeah,
but do the boys kind of get up in each other's face? Does that happen?
I think so. I think we're going to see a lot of fights because I think like Sophie Monk is a lovable, laid back type of chick. Yeah. So I reckon she's easily going to be, spending a lot of time with different guys. Mm. And guys don't like that. We like to, we're very
competitive. Yeah,
and, we want to win things. Mm. And not that we want to win Soph as an object. We want to win a heart.
Yeah,
because that's what it's about. Well,
her heart is an object.
It's about finding.
Take it out.
reach into a chest. Pull out a heart. No, I think this season we can see a lot of fights. We'll get a lot of laughs.
Mm. I think it's going to be good for entertainment value.
And I think we might find love.
Oh, I hope we find love.
Just before we do leave, this will become a weekly podcast. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we record Friday mornings. So again, The Bachelorette, 7:30, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Nath, we'll be back every week to keep you up to date with what's happening and the latest odds. Thanks to Sportsbet.
Gamble responsibly! Batchy boys, batchy boys.